I remember ages ago reading about how some animals, if caught in a trap, will gnaw off the captured limb to attempt to escape. It stuck with me because, one, it's sort of awesome yet disgusting to imagine actually chewing off your own paw, and two, I wondered if the animal would just die after. What with blood loss and infection, and the fact it would now be totally slow and easy dinner for any predator hanging around. Is that really a good survival strategy? I'm skeptical. But I think now I get why the animal might take a chance. I'm trying to maintain some chill. But since the biggest, most dramatic act of vandalism in our school's history happened to my photos, and I'm spending vacation week at school, it seems like the kind of scenario where one might be compelled to gnaw off a limb and try to escape, bleeding and limping out the door. My mom said I didn't have to do this, that it was understandable if I was traumatized by it and needed time away from school to process. But I'm not traumatized. I refuse to be traumatized. That would imply that I care what these losers think about my photographs. I mean, yes, it was horrifying and embarrassing to have the entire school talking about what happened, whispering and pointing and repeating the garbage someone wrote all over the pictures. But I need to move on. None of these people will grow up to be art critics, I'm sure. The only thing I find traumatic is the amount of Axe body spray in this classroom. As of right now, I have the 5 tween bots who might have done it staring everywhere in the room but at me. Like my face is some kind of anti-magnet to their eyes. But Ms. Lewiston isn't having it. Please move your chairs. Remember, this is a justice circle, not a justice line or a justice blob. She smiles, but no one smiles back. Poor Ms. Lewiston. It's going to be a long week. People shuffle their chairs around, and like one of those which Time Lord are you Doctor Who quizzes online, I swear I can tell everything about these clowns by the way they get into position. First, Molly Claremont, overachiever extraordinaire, hops up like she sat on a tack and moves her chair so that it's directly opposite mine. Great. I'm now all deer in the headlights with her staring right at me. I preferred the anti-magnet thing. Second, next to her, Andre Hall gets up and repositions his chair by lifting it and putting it back down so that it doesn't make a sound. I barely even saw him move. He just went from one spot to another. I doubt anyone noticed him. Kind of like how he gets through school. Third, Eric Estrella lifts his chair too, but one-handed, bringing it up and down a few times like he's doing reps with a weight, then lets it drop with a clatter. Then, when he finally sits down, he immediately gets up, cracks his neck a few times, and sits back down. Dude is such a jockstrap. Fourth, Jax Fletcher, of course, drags his chair across the floor, making it scrape as loud as possible, which makes Molly put her hands over her ears and shriek. For the record, it wasn't that loud. Then Jax flips the chair backward, straddles it, and hangs his arms over the back. He tap, tap, taps his foot like he can't wait to get out of here. Get comfortable, buddy. We have 6 more hours before any of us go anywhere. Fifth, Ms. Lewiston is trying to be patient, I think. But if I were taking bets, I'd put money on her losing it with Alice Shu, the last of our little club, before the week is up. Alice isn't like Jax, who's basically a black belt at bugging people until they lose it. But she's so freaking out of it. Like now, while we're supposed to be getting into this circle, she's sitting as far away as possible, staring out the window and whispering to herself. Also, it should be noted that she has a massive and nasty-looking black eye.